Hello and welcome back to the Nerdament Podcast. My name is Hayden. I'm here as per usual with
Victoria
and
Aaron.
Yeah, so this is the first episode of the semifinals. How does everybody feel about having three episodes left?
It's weird.
Weird, Victoria?
It's exciting.
It's exciting?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited too.
I don't know what we're going to do after this.
Well, season two. That's what we're going to do after this. We're going to take a small break, and then we're going to get season two.
Yes. And going. To all of those out here that want to know what the topic of season two is, we're not going to tell you.
You gotta wait. You can Thanks, wait and man. Find out. It's the best thing to do. It's definitely going to be worth it, though.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get lit.
Probably more so than this one, so...
It all depends on your taste.
Yeah, I suppose. If you're a Marvel fan or a DC fan or a comic book fan in general, you're probably a fan of this other thing as well. So, I mean, you're probably gonna enjoy it.
Oh yeah.
Victoria, are you a fan of the other thing?
I have seen the other thing
before in the world.
Well,
that fits your job.
Yeah.
Wow. Here we go.
Like, are you a fan of this other thing?
Yes, I am. Are you?
I don't know.
Yeah, undecided.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I think I've probably been a fan of this other thing longer than comic books. So.
This other thing's how I got into researching.
I like how we're just calling it the other thing.
Yeah. We're really, really teasing them. This is because of this other thing is actually how I got into the topic of research. And what I'm wanting to do as a career.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You're not planning on researching the other thing, though. You're researching
researching
academia.
Yes, history.
Not to be confused with macadamia, the nut.
What? Why are you still talking?
I don't know, but it just came up. When I said academia, I just instantly thought of macadamia nut cookies. I haven't had a macadamia nut cookie in a very long time.
It used to be the only cookie you'd eat.
That's true. I wasn't a big fan of chocolate chip cookies.
You were a very picky eater.
Dude, you know what the best cookie is, though? Have you ever been to Walmart and they have, like, the
Snickerdoodle?
Those are good cookies. Peanut butter cookies are the best that you can make at home. But if you go to Walmart or, like, Target or Sam's wherever you go. No. There's like, Liar. These chocolate... It's not... What is the normal chocolate chip cookies called?
Chocolate chip cookies?
No, like the company, Victoria.
There are a lot of companies.
They're like blue.
The Nestle or no, the Pillsbury?
No.
I believe it's just called Nestle.
Jesus. Whatever that one is. You can buy it you can buy them in a package in like vending machines and stuff.
Oreos?
They look like Oreos, but they're chocolate
chip flasks.
Oh,
Hydros?
No, they're Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy.
Oh, you're talking about Chips Ahoy?
Fuck those. They nasty. What?
They're not.
Hey, get out of here.
No, Chips Ahoy are gross, dude.
Yeah, they're not.
Okay, so you'll get something in the same aisle that look kind of like Chips
I'm
Ahoy.
Already mad.
But they're like soft. Like the cookies themselves are soft. Those things? Bomb AF.
No, I like the ones, they're not soft, but they come in that, like, bag, and it's that, like, tan bag. I don't know if I remember what the name of it is.
We're using the viewers as a crime scene sketch artist.
You know, in general, food stuff served in a tan bag aren't generally very good.
No, these are bomb cookies. Like, they come out of the vending machine, too.
Tortilla chips aren't always sold in a tan bag.
Yeah, but it's either like a yellowish tan bag, and they're good.
Okay, I found them.
Okay,
what are they called?
They're called the Famous Amos Chocolate Chip Cookies. That's what they look like.
Oh, Famous Amos.
Yeah!
Oh, he was in an episode of The Office.
Well, anywho.
Remember when they were...
Bobby.
In Florida, right? They were in Florida?
Yes.
And they were talking about, like, it was, like, the conference or whatever that Dwight thought he was going to get hired at, but he ended up not getting hired at.
Yes.
Because Jim convinced him not to.
They tackled him.
Yeah, and tackled him, and they had the whole wrestling thing. Okay, so they were, in an earlier episode, before that, there was that guy that showed up with a bunch of cookies, and then Aaron asked him, was going to ask him a question, and he goes, let me just stop you right there, is it... Oatmeal raisin without the raisin. And she's like, sorry to waste your time. And he's like, that's Famous Amos.
Okay.
So, yeah, Famous Amos. He was on an episode of The Office. I hear he has good cookies. Says Victoria.
They're good cookies. I don't know if he owns the cookies, but they're good cookies.
I assume he made the cookies before they went on the mass market. Not all the cookies, obviously. Like, but I mean, like sure. I'm pretty sure he started making these cookies before they started selling them to
the world. Like that one scientist that Hershey's hired.
They've been out in the world for quite a while.
Yes.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It wasn't even a... I think you had a different job than
he's like the Lay's of Lay's.
No.
I'm just kidding. The founder of Lay's, his name wasn't Lay's.
The Lay's of Lay's is the normal taste table.
No, I'm not talking about the chip. It's a yellow bag. Talking about the man who cut the potatoes too thin.
Oh, okay.
But his name isn't Lay's.
They actually stole that.
Yeah, because he was a black man.
Yeah, who originally...
Is that surprising?
No.
At this point? No.
It's not. But I just thought we should set the record.
Yeah, Lay's were invented by a black man.
Yeah, at a restaurant.
Look it up. It's true.
William Kitchener. William Kitchener.
Kitchener?
Yeah, Kitchener.
Yeah. So, sorry to... bust your bubble, I guess.
Wait.
I'm not sorry to bust your bubble.
Oh, Aaron is
Wait, and Kitchener was the white man that stole it.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun. Fuck that guy.
Aaron, why are you trying to get us to support the white man?
It was deceiving It was deceiving how the search engine pulled it up.
Yeah, you mean the only search engine that is acceptable to use?
Bing.
Yeah, Aaron. Bing.
Wait, you're using Bing?
That's why it pulled it up.
That's why I use this phone.
That's why it pulled up William Kitchener, because he was using Bing.
George Crumb.
Yes. There we go. That was it for sure.
Yeah. George Crumb invented the chip.
Yes.
All credit to George Crumb.
Did you use Google on that one?
I use Google the entire time. I have their phone.
At this point, I'm pretty sure Firefox is better than Bing.
Firefox is better.
Did you know that the logo of Firefox actually isn't a fox?
What is it then, Hayden?
Yeah,
it's a red panda.
You're a red panda. Okay, because they were doing it to support.
Also, did you know red pandas were discovered before black and white pandas? So every time you say the word panda, you're actually talking about a red panda. Not a black and white panda.
It's chill, Hayden.
Red pandas are dope.
Stop being woke.
No.
That's not at all what woke means, but okay, Aaron.
It's woke to me.
That's as bad as woke as Aaron gets.
Yep.
That's okay. That's woke, just sad.
Calm your liberal panda talk there.
Okay.
We're here for a reason.
Yes, and we haven't discussed
even touched on it yet. Oh, I guess I did. I said the semifinals earlier. But then we started talking about other things like pandas and chocolate chip cookies and chips.
Good chocolate chip cookies.
The cookie part. What was the connection to the cookie?
Macadamia nut.
Academia.
Yeah, and then I said macadamia nut, which were the only cookies I used to eat. Academia. This is true.
Macadamia. Best cookie.
Are macadamias actually the nut in there?
I don't know. And I don't like macadamia
Victoria?
Nuts.
Yes.
Help.
The macadamia nut is in the macadamia cookie. That's what they call it.
There's two parts. I think it's macadamia nut and the white chocolate.
It's also white chocolate, yes.
So the white chocolate's the larger chunks, right?
White chocolate's the part that you eat and it's squishy.
Yeah.
So like banana bread.
The macadamia nut, like melted chocolate.
Oh.
The macadamia nut is the part that you eat and it's not squishy.
Yeah.
You know, like a nut.
Oh, it's kind of crunchy then?
Yeah.
Like they are white, though. Macadamias?
Yes.
They kind of look like white chocolate a little bit.
I think they might be slightly glazed in white chocolate. I don't know. Do not take my word.
Think they come naturally glazed like that, Aaron.
You come naturally glazed like that.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure they don't come naturally glazed.
Why doesn't anybody ever eat macadamia nuts?
Just like they're not good.
I'm pretty sure people do.
Fuck you.
You already said Chips Ahoy was bad. I gotta
watch Chips Ahoy are bad.
Chips Ahoy is bad.
Chips Ahoy are only acceptable to eat if you dip them in milk.
No.
Yes.
Dude, they're gonna fall apart.
Exactly. How do either you that eat or you're going to break your teeth, Aaron.
Dude, they fought, they crumble.
No, they don't.
I get the point that
dude, they're going to dry out your
chocolate
mouth
chip
and
cookie
dude,
is not supposed to crumble.
Bro.
It's supposed to be all
gooey.
Like moist and gooey.
Gooey.
But this
don't
is...
say moist. Only the chocolate is supposed to be kind of liquidy. The rest of the cookie is
it's
not
supposed,
supposed
to
be moist.
But morphed. I get that that's that. Morphed. But you have to morphed. Understand this is mass produced.
Yeah. And they're
yeah.
gross.
And distributed.
And they taste
so it
nasty.
Cannot be gooey chocolate chip cooey.
What?
Ew.
Chocolate chip cooey.
Gooey chocolate chip cookie. And soft. So crumble.
Dude, Chips Ahoy are just straight up bad.
Get out.
Get better cookies.
Get out.
This is my apartment.
I'm taking control of it.
When was the last
I'm
time?
I'm allowing you to say.
You're allowing me to do what?
When was the last time you had a Chips Ahoy?
I declare this.
When was the last time you had a Chips Ahoy?
Fairly recently.
Fairly recently?
I haven't eaten many
3
snacks.
Years ago?
I haven't eaten very many snacks
was it 3
since
years
I've gone
ago?
To college. No, it was probably like 9 months ago.
Nobody goes to a store and says, I'm going
to
buy some Chips Ahoy.
To
they
be
go
fair,
to a store and they're like,
fair,
if
you,
I
don't
want some cookies,
snacks.
If I want some
I don't
cookies,
eat that. I don't eat
I'm going to go
snacks.
To the cookie aisle. What's
and
that?
What
the only
they
thing here is
you?
The Chips Ahoy? Fuck!
It's like the
I guess I'll get the Chips Ahoy and I'll have to get some milk too.
It's like the smooth pasta.
Did you just... What pasta, Aaron?
There's smooth pasta and nobody ever buys it because it's trash.
Smooth pasta?
Yeah. There's like a smooth what? Penne. I can't remember what it's called. But it doesn't have the ridges, so it doesn't hold sauce.
You
people
don't
hate
hold
it.
Sauce.
Smooth penne?
Whenever COVID struck in Italy, the only pasta left was that. And nobody got it.
Wait, they penne, rather the, penne is the one that's like a tube, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they make smooth
or,
versions of
rigatoni. No, not rigatoni.
What is... What? Did you know that they make smooth penne pasta?
Yeah, rigatoni.
No.
Smooth rigatoni pasta?
Is it just called rigatoni? Because I know they made rigatoni.
Rigatoni has ridges. Yeah, it's like smooth versus rigid penne.
That's gross, dog. Oh, like I've seen
see.
Those.
Yeah,
I've
yeah,
seen those
like
before.
It's rigid
yeah.
or it's just.
Yeah, that's the Chips Ahoy of chocolate chip.
Yeah, because nobody wants it.
Yeah, like the Hydrox. Oh, Chips Ahoy.
Except Hydrox is good.
Have you ever had a Hydrox before?
Apparently they're good.
Dude, they're basically the off-brand version of Oreos that
except
you can buy
made
at Walmart.
First.
They're the off-brand, they taste like and have the same texture as the off-brand Oreos that you can buy at Walmart that are disgusting.
Oh.
That you can get in like vanilla.
The vanilla.
Yeah, the vanilla
those are
Oreo
so
things.
Bad.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, those are so
that
bad.
You get at school, right?
Yes.
You get those at school.
Those are really gross.
They are gross.
At least we can agree on that.
Yes. Aaron and I agree on something. It's time to not agree on something. Aaron, why are we here?
Well, for those of y'all that haven't watched
other than Chips Ahoy.
For those of y'all that haven't watched this podcast before, me and Hayden created a 128 seed tournament using 128 different comic book characters. Now we are down to our final four. We've killed 124 different people.
Individual characters.
Fictional
dead.
Characters. All dead.
Dead.
In gruesome executions. Some of them we've let go because we respect them. But now we're down to our final four. We're ready to party. In this final four, we have Black Panther, Franklin Richards, Spider-Man, and Swamp Thing. So, today, me and Hayden will argue, present our arguments, beat each other a while.
Yeah.
And then Victoria will render her final judgment.
Yeah, that's my
and
job.
Likely won't listen to us for a while.
She's already started.
Yeah,
what?
No, she's
no,
not paying attention.
I'm totally paying attention.
She's checked out after we started talking about Oreos.
Yeah.
No, I checked out before then, but...
So she admits it.
I don't know.
We gotta start
shit.
A timer to see how long
I know,
take.
We
like,
should. How, hey, how long are we in right now?
It's like 14 minutes.
Okay,
so
we need a stopwatch for next season
for like 10 minutes.
We need a stopwatch for next season for to see how long
it takes her to check out.
Yeah,
That's true.
Like the longest point of Victoria listening to us.
Yeah, it's not gonna be very long.
It's gonna be like 4 minutes max.
Yeah,
I listen.
Yeah, okay. Who are we talking about today?
Well, today...
No, no, no. Victoria, who are we talking about today?
We're talking about Black Panther, Freddie...
Freddie Freeman?
Let her finish.
Oh, darn. I don't know.
I want to see if she keeps talking.
Whoever he said.
And Franklin Richards
and
Black Panther.
And Black Panther, yeah.
Yeah, we only have one matchup today. It's our first episode with only one matchup. Yes. That's why we had to talk about
These next three episodes and are going to be one matchup per episode to basically draw out the slow knife pain that's hitting our heart.
See, so I was listening.
Draw out the suspense.
Yes. So we're going to, that being said, three episodes.
Three.
These first two obviously are going to be the semifinal, and then we're going to have the big final. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want to get us started here? Or...
with Frankie?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Hey, we can switch spots for now if you want. I can be the judge in this episode if you'd
like. Why can't I be the judge?
No, shut up, Aaron. What? I can be the judge in this episode if you want to talk about Black Panther.
Hayden loses.
I'm great. I'm going to sit this one out.
I haven't even decided the Black Panther Franklin Richards thing, just Hayden loses.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Franklin Richards.
Frankie, to those who know him and on the streets.
Yeah, Frankie Rich.
That's not what he goes by.
That's what the Celestials call
him. Yeah. They talk about him in Legends.
They can talk about him in Legends as Frankie Rich.
the
literal gods of the universe.
Frankie Rich the Destroyer.
Frankie Rich is not born. It's not born, it is made. It is forged.
Frankie
has
Rich,
no coven.
The human?
No need for incantation.
He's forged? I don't think that's what that's called, Aaron.
He was conceived.
Yeah, he was.
He's not born, he's conceived.
And wait, he's still just in there?
No, he did the rest.
Oh, okay. No, that's not what happened.
Nope. Absolutely not what happened.
But anyways, yeah.
Aaron's making sex sound weird.
He is. Forged. That's an interesting way of talking about sex, Aaron.
I was quoting WandaVision.
Forged.
I was quoting WandaVision.
Forged.
Franklin Richards are the son of Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman. He is a godchild, and I do not say that lightly. As in the fact of throughout his life, he killed every celestial, and then the last time fighting five celestials at once. With Galactus. And he's had several run-ins when he was a kid, and at that point they tried to smite him and noticed him as Frankie Rich the Destroyer and tried to kill him, and they turned that into flowers and then left.
Wow.
Because they don't mean anything to him. In Secret War, at the end of Secret War, he recreated the universe, the multiverse one universe at a time. With the help of Molecule Man and his dad throwing them out there like a weird game of catch.
It doesn't even make any sense how how can Mr. Fantastic throw a
because he all universe? Molecule Man also gave him the power to hold that universe until it expanded.
I don't think that's how Molecule Man works.
At that point, Molecule Man was a singular entity because he killed all the other versions of him and took their power.
Oh,
so he was able to. He's what gave God King Doom's powers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The powers to match the Infinity Gauntlet. Which also, in that storyline, the big, during that final war, things kind of went south for all of the heroes whenever Frankie Rich pulled up with Galactus.
I mean, if you want to do a little, callback into the same storyline... Black Panther also showed up wielding the Infinity Gauntlet to fight God King Doom.
Yes.
As well.
Which, of course, because we cannot have an easy episode, they didn't show Black Panther fighting Frankie Rich and Galactus.
Nope.
So.
They don't believe in easy episodes, dog.
No, they just love to give us two characters. We just happen upon so many characters we've never met.
Yeah. Well, next episode is going to be much easier because they're not even from the same company.
Yeah. Well,
but these ones, they were in the same storyline.
Yeah.
And they never crossed paths. And they live in the same universe. And they still have never crossed paths. It's really annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, it very much is. Like the Scarlet Witch, Peter Parker thing.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense. They're both on the Avengers, too. Yeah, that one still surprises me.
Yeah. That they've never fought it.
Yeah.
They've been, the closest they got was in the same room whenever Peter Parker went in there looking for Tony in like an enraged state. Because Tony was being a hoe.
A hoe.
He was being a hoe.
At what point?
Which
which time?
Yeah, a lot of times. He's especially that kind of way to Spider-Man ever since, you know, he put a tracking device in the Iron Spider.
Oh, you meant that type of hoe?
Yeah.
He's being over-controlling?
Well, no, it was just, he pissed Peter off. We need to move on before I start talking about Spider-Man.
Okay.
For, at length.
Yeah, well, we'll just save that for next.
I will.
Next episode. Continue, Mary.
Yes. But, yeah. Literally has all the powers. He can take blast from Celestials. Again, I should like to show that they are the ones who created the universe. They've created the Eternals and the Deviants. The Eternals then made the Inhumans and the Humans. And then the Humans led to the Mutants and the Human Mutates. And from that, I can just quickly summarize that, like, all of these heroes, literally all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the Asgardians and other cosmic beings. Also created by other things. But indirectly by Celestials. Yes, Frank the Rich. The one that killed the one that killed the creators.
Yes. Is that all? Are you done?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have the Black Panther, T'Challa Black Panther to be more specific, who was played in MCU movies by Chadwick Boseman.
May he rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Great man. So T'Challa, Black Panther, he is the richest superhero ever, right? That's what he is, right? He's the richest superhero
ever.
It's
not even a competition.
Not even a competition. He is the king of...
He's like 20 times richer than Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he's the king of Wakanda. He wears Wakanda a forever. Suit that has extremely... Yeah, that's right, babe. Wakanda forever. He has a suit that is made of vibranium, but is also flexible. And he also has some sort of like... sound dampening, so he's like super stealthy. He's really hard to detect. He's also the best hand-to-hand fighter in the MCU, or not the MCU.
In the MCU,
maybe in the MCU, but in Marvel Comics, he definitely is.
Yes.
I mean, like Aaron has brought this up multiple times that Tony like planned for a year to come up. Step two, Black Panther, and then surprised him and still lost. Mm-hmm. And that was Black Panther without even wearing a suit. So easy peasy.
Mm-hmm.
That's light work for him. And like I mentioned earlier, he has wielded the Infinity Gauntlet from a different dimension in order to fight God Emperor Doom.
God Emperor Doom one shot into more.
Yeah. And so, like, right before, right?
No, like, right, he came out of the portal with him.
Yeah, Black Panther and Namor showed up at the same time.
And then immediately after he said that very dramatic thing of, like, your reign is over by our hand, then he immediately killed Namor.
Yeah. Your reign is over by our hand. Your reign is over by my hand. I don't know, Aaron, how did that fight end?
With that fight?
Yeah.
Stalemate. God Emperor Doom retreated back because he, felt Reed Richards reaching Molecule Man. Gotcha. So he like fell back, and then as the world was collapsing, T'Challa used the Reality Stone to recreate Earth.
Yeah, and at that point, God Emperor Doom was probably one of top five most powerful, at that point, was one of the top five most powerful, like, comic book supervillains ever. Yeah, he was, like, crazy powerful.
Yeah.
So
he's T'Challa able to keep literally everybody else in check.
Yeah, literally, like, that's how he took control of the world, was by keeping everybody else, like, literally everybody else under his thumb. And then T'Challa, like, stepped to him and it landed in a stalemate. Which isn't that surprising, because T'Challa, like we've talked about, has resistance to magic.
Which is most of what Emperor Doom
has. Yeah, most of Emperor Doom. And
what, but Frankie Rich has no magic.
He has no magic, yes. All his powers are based off of reality warping.
Kind of. And telepathy. Which I can read out the telepathy thing. That's his main powers. But somehow by using that, he almost destroyed the universe.
I will eliminate the telepathy part of your argument at this moment. The Phoenix Force?
Yes.
Is also that correct?
It has telepathy, but but it's not to his extent.
Does Namor also have telepathy?
Very, very minor telepathy.
Yeah, so when Namor was possessed by the Phoenix Force, Black Panther still kicked his ass. Because fuck Namor, dude. Honestly, like, fuck that guy. I will take this time out of my segment, out of my time in this episode to say, fuck Namor, you prick. That is all.
I wanna take time out of my out of your segment to interrupt with my segment and take time out of it to draw our attention back to the time when Namor was in Atlantis and then he got punched by Captain Marvel. And there was a big explosion underwater. And then he was just like, hey, that kind of hurt. and she was like, oh, you think that's going to hurt? Then he turned around and She-Hulk punched him again. And then the explosion from that destroyed Atlantis.
And so...
And big hell yes.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, he was at one point possessed by the Phoenix Force, which is an extremely powerful cosmic entity thing. Cloud and space.
Bird.
Fire cloud bird.
Jean Grey.
That goes around and possesses Jean Grey and made her extremely powerful. As if she wasn't already kind of powerful. And made her, like, super powerful.
But I should mention...
That's Namor.
I should mention that Franklin Richards is undoubtedly the strongest mutant. Galactus has deemed it so.
Yes. Well, Galactus is also has... So Galactus is pretty scary. In general,
the devourer of worlds. Yeah, he's the last celestial.
Galactus is kind of a scary thing. Yeah, Black Panther didn't back down from him, so he's not scared of Black Panther. He's not scared of anybody or anything because he knows that he can handle himself in any fight, no matter who he's fighting.
Technically, Franklin Richards doesn't feel fear either.
Yeah, but he doesn't. He's a little full of himself, and
he's a kid. He has that immortality complex, and rightfully so.
Yeah. So Silver Surfer is also an extremely powerful cosmic entity.
Yes.
That can rival Galactus and has in the past, in power and strength. He couldn't get out of a headlock the Black Panther put him in. Like, Black Panther has defeated or has been on level with people that are pretty much right underneath Franklin Richards. Okay? But the problem is that nobody is above Franklin Richards that we could say that Black Panther has beaten.
No.
Because they hasn't fought anybody above him. Because Black Panther, I don't think, has ever fought a Celestial one-on-one. But honestly, if they did, I'd probably still take Black Panther. Because, and I know you would dicks. Too. I know you would
Celestials
too.
Celestials are dicks.
So, I would take Black Panther over a Celestial in a one-on-one fight. I'd take Black Panther over pretty much anybody in comicdom on a one-on-one fight. Because he may not appear to be as strong as these other, like, big-time massive characters that we're talking about. Like... massively powerful characters like Franklin Richards or Galactus or Silver Surfer. But you know what? He gets the job done. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, this is a very interesting episode because we have the most powerful character in Marvel Comics.
And on this tournament, really.
Yeah, facing off against the best hand-to-hand fighter in the Marvel Universe. Who,
like, it has been shown in the comic books that doesn't really matter how powerful you are when you fight Black Panther. First of all, like, right off the bat, Silver Surfer, on paper, way more powerful than Black Panther is. Way more powerful than Black Panther is. Way stronger than he is, you know? He has reality-warping powers. Black Panther put him in a headlock that he couldn't get out of. Like, come on.
Strength wasn't needed.
That's not even possible.
Well, I mean, really. It actually is.
Who else put him?
I'm saying, like, the strength thing.
Yeah, but I mean,
you can put somebody into a position where they can't.
Yeah, move. And you know who would know the way to do that? Black Panther. And I mean, you know who would know a way to defeat somebody much more powerful and much stronger than they are? Black Panther. He is I do not mean to reiterate this. He is the best fighter in Marvel and possibly in comic books. Okay. And there's a reason for that. Like, they just didn't make him and put him in a comic book and be like, hey, he's a good fighter. He's better than everybody else. Trust us. They, like, have proven it over the years. If you look at the list of people that he has beaten, it's like people ridiculously powerful, more powerful than he, like cosmic level people, and he has just, like, defeated them. Like, it's, His win loss ratio is incredible.
Yeah,
let's just say that he's got a massive winning percentage.
This being a thing, the Silver Surfer, most of the time he doesn't necessarily have to, but most of the time how he uses his powers are ejecting it from his hand or using it with his board, all of that. And I do understand the putting him in a headlock was on his board, and like how that headlock would work is that he wouldn't be able to move his arm. Because I believe his arm would also be caught in the headlock.
Yeah, but he's still on the board.
Yeah, yeah.
So he can channel his powers through the board.
He can channel his powers, or he through just his can't own body. Direct it.
He just...
Yeah, which he's not used to.
He couldn't even do that either.
Yeah, no.
He could just for you, this is an audio thing here. So I did like a, he could just like, how would you describe this? Like,
throw his hands back.
No, like not really his hands, but like the power could just like radiate. He could just blast.
Discharge
a massive amount of power.
Yes.
But he couldn't even do that.
Yeah. The point I'm making here is with Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer does this very. He likes to channel his power physically.
Yes.
It's like the Jedi kind of thing where the Jedi can move something with their mind without their hand, but they focus. It helps them, like, focus doing it.
Yes.
Franklin Richards doesn't do that. Franklin Richards doesn't have strength. He doesn't try to have strength. He can challenge reality to make him have strength, but it doesn't matter to him. Since his base power is telepathy, all of his powers don't need movement. He doesn't channel them through movement, including his telekinesis, his reality warping, and specifically in the case of a headlock, his chronokinesis. Meaning, if he gets into a headlock, he can
stop time.
Or turn back time. So that he knows Black Panther's coming. He can also, since this happened in New York City, he can also rewrite reality of New York City so that Black Panther can't hide. And use his stealth to basically a flat plane. Or take them to a different dimension where they are in, like, a flat plane where Black Panther can't, like kind of like the white space in DC, where he'll stick out like a sore thumb.
But I did just look up Franklin Richards' powers, his actual powers. He doesn't technically have matter creation. So if they were to go to that universe, he would have to, there's, in the white space, there's technically not anything that you can do there.
But he does
not anything that he could do. All he has is matter manipulation and energy manipulation. And is there energy coming off of Black Panther?
Off of Black Panther?
Yeah.
Technically, there's a
minor part of it. Is there energy like what he's used to coming off of Black Panther?
No, but still.
Also, No, I don't know. Let you finish. No, you can go.
Remember how vibranium, in some instances, can be stabilized?
Yes.
It needs a certain power source, one that he can replicate.
Yeah, this is true. How would he stabilize that?
Yeah. Okay. So, the smartest person in one of the smartest people in Marvel.
His dad.
Not just his dad. Someone who's smarter than him.
Blue Marvel.
Someone who's smarter than him. Not Moon Girl.
T'Challa.
T'Challa. He's not as not in science.
His sister.
Yeah, Shuri is also smarter than him. Who else is on that list?
Tony.
Valeria.
Valeria?
Valeria Richards.
His sister.
Yes. So much so that at the age of like 8 or like 8 to 12 in that area, she found out a way to win nuclear war. And then her older self walked into the room, smacked her, and said, "Delete it," and then walked back out.
Okay.
So that, and that apparently that stuff happens often with her. Also using Franklin's powers of pocket dimension, which is also something he can use because he can create entire dimensions. He could use that power, and then he can channel power from outside of that dimension. So he knows, he's constantly been around her, and he's not as smart as her, but he's able to talk, keep up intellectually with her. He's also used to the value of what she talks about in the same way of Shuri, and so he's going to know about the element of vibranium and how it works, because she's very deals with cosmic level stuff and like matter materials.
Yeah,
so he knows. Okay. He at least knows on the basis of how vibranium works.
Okay. Quick question here, Aaron.
Yes.
Is Franklin Richards omnipotent?
Give me a sec.
He is not. Don't waste your time, Aaron. I already looked it up. He is not.
He has precognitive dreams.
Is he omnipotent?
Give me a sec.
Is he omniscient?
No. He is not.
Okay, so even if he drags this fight into another reality that he developed, that he created...
Mm-hmm.
Black Panther is still Black Panther. Okay? That fighting is deeply ingrained within his cells. His strength is already within him. Not like that. Not like a
cheesy action
movie. Yeah, not like a cheesy action movie.
The strength was in us the whole time.
His connection with Bast is already within, deeply ingrained in him.
What is Bast?
The Panther goddess.
Yeah, so she's a goddess?
Yes. No.
This is really... I know. I just wanted to say it. She has no relation to the Celestials.
No, she's a goddess like Zeus is a god.
In a more supernatural sense. Yeah. Than anything.
Yeah. But who is the best stealth fighter in ever?
I did state that in a flat plane, in a white flat plane, it would be... It's... Basically negates his stealth.
So you're giving him. We have decided that in this tournament our characters get a month of prep time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Who lives? Which of these two characters lives in the most technologically advanced country in the universe?
Well, one of them lives in the most technologically advanced country in the universe, Black Panther, and the other one lives in Valeria's lab.
Okay. Yeah. So. Stop them from making a Black Panther version of the Hellbat suit?
The Hellbat suit? Well, he's not fighting. the thing about Darkseid is he's fighting him more on a physical base.
There is almost certainly some way that Shuri and Black Panther could develop a way to basically, what is that called? Bounce back energy.
Mm.
Off of the suit. Obviously they already developed a way to take the energy in and push it back out.
Yes, that was kinetic energy.
Yes, so there is bound to be a way. They know who Franklin Richards is.
Yes. Okay. And a reminder that if you're talking about trying to hit him with his own energy.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Because I was going to remind you that Celestials hit him with a direct blast and it did nothing.
Yeah, okay. So, that I'm not worried. I'm not talking about, you know, trying to use his own energy against him because that would actually make him stronger. Hmm. Because energy recycling.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do that. But, I mean, the suit that he could be wearing could be specially made for him to fight Franklin Richards. Hmm. Okay? I'm talking like it's got energy reflective capabilities. It's got, like, some way of making him invisible, which is definitely possible in this
universe. But also, I should point out, with one of the things of telepathy is a type of mental detection. Yeah. With him being the most powerful telepath, he can tell where somebody is.
Yeah, but also, like, we're talking about this, like, stealthiest guy ever. And also, there's almost certainly some way of beating. If Magneto can make a freaking helmet that blocks Xavier's mind, like telepathy, there is some way that they can make an entire suit that does that. Mm. Even a little bit.
It's a lead helmet.
Even a little bit. Mm. He could block, like, vibranium does that already. Mm. Okay? So they just need to make the vibranium have different properties that would
dance.
No. it would make the vibranium have more properties or make it like stronger when it comes to being detected by psychics. Mm. Okay, even a little bit to where it makes him blind for a second to where Black Panther is. That's all that he needs. Cuz like we've talked about, like once Black Panther gets behind him and puts him in a headlock, or gets within striking distance, the fight is over. I don't care how powerful this dude is, because he's not strong enough to get out of that.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to use strength, that's part of the thing I was saying earlier. He doesn't have to use a physical form to do it, to turn back time.
I've also looked at Franklin Richards is immortal. Hmm. Does he have true immortality? Or does he have, what is that called? Where you're like,
biological immortality?
Yes.
I have no idea.
All it said was immortality. So, like, Black Panther, all he needs to do...
The gods of the universe couldn't kill him. So, I'm going to assume both.
Okay. All that Black Panther needs to do is make him blind to his like, self and his location for a split second. And then... Like, there is some way that Black Panther can, like, knows somewhere within him of all of his fighting knowledge. Some way he knows how to like, at least knock him out. Because immortality doesn't mean that you can't be knocked out. Right? There was a time in that fight with the Celestials that they thought that Franklin Richards was dead.
And then he killed
him. But then he caught back up and killed him. Yes, this is true. But yeah, do you remember who gave him power to get back up?
Galactus?
Galactus. Who is not in this fight?
Galactus.
Galactus.
Okay, I should point out, he's facing off against four, he's facing off against five of the creators of the universe.
Yes.
Who have the power to create the universe and destroy planets with a snap of their fingers.
I understand.
They don't need a gauntlet to do that. So we're talking about gods. And he needed Galactus, another god.
Yes.
But in a fight against a man with as much fighting style as he has, as much technology as he had, as much of that stuff, Hayden, Black Panther, his powers and stuff go in the realm of reality. Yes.
Yes.
What does Franklin Richards do?
They're beyond reality, yeah.
The only part is the vast giving him supernatural things. But his suit and everything, all of his fighting style and things, that's a pragmatic reality-based.
His suit is, yes. His fighting style is not necessarily, because part of that comes from the supernatural realm.
Yes, but his fighting style...
Yes, but his fighting powers and knowledge come from all of the past Black Panthers that have died and are passed on.
Supernatural thing, yes.
They're supernatural.
Yes, but his body is natural, yes.
His body is natural, yes.
His suit is natural, yes?
Yes.
Whenever he tries to punch Franklin Richards, that is natural, yes. Or if he tries to put him in a headlock, that is natural, yes. Yes. And natural is, like, reality, right? Franklin Richards rewrites reality. Okay. So what's this? We've talked a lot about his suit. What's to say Franklin Richards can't just rewrite the suit?
That's true.
Or rewrite, because he turned a blast into butterflies. Yes. And then caused flowers to sprout out of the Celestials. So what's to say he can't, he doesn't just turn the suit into bubbles?
He could.
And then T'Challa is without a suit.
Yeah. There's also one other part of T'Challa that we haven't even touched on yet. So are you in agreement that once the beyond, the afterlife, that Black Panther, like, all of his powers come from, like, that is something that can't be touched by the living.
By Franklin Richards?
By Franklin Richards, well, since he is living.
Do the plot demands.
Since he is living, he cannot go over there because that's only a Black Panther thing.
Technically, he would view it... It depends on if it's a supernatural dimension or if it's a dimension. Because if it's a dimension,
it's definitely supernatural, Aaron. It is definitely supernatural.
And I'm sure...
Because everybody there is Superman. Dead. Everybody there is dead. He interacts with gods. That's supernatural.
There's gotta be... I'm sure that there's some way that he can connect to magic. And he can understand magic as a scientific term. Because he's a cosmically powerful being. He goes beyond eternity. Eternity with a big capital E, as in the goddess that is the embodiment of space.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. In the Earth 616 universe.
Yes.
What is... do you know what happened in Fantastic Four number 607?
You're really going to exact comics now, huh? What?
Bast made T'Challa the King of the Dead.
Oh, you're going with that. You're going with King of the Dead.
So he has extra powers on top of just being a Black Panther and just being connected to Bast. He is now King of the Dead.
Specifically, yes. I also have him bookmarked in here. The powers he gets from being King of the Dead are necromancy, spirit energy construct, and hypercosmic awareness.
So hypercosmic awareness? So it gives him knowledge on how to defeat cosmic entities?
Well, no, he just gives him awareness of cosmic entities.
But then you're talking about a man who's a master strategist, who has knowledge of cosmic entities, such as Franklin Richards? You're telling me that he can't figure out some way of defeating
Franklin Richards? There's something we also haven't talked about Franklin Richards, too. With our 1 month of prep time, there is something I brought up here that Franklin Richards can go into precognitive dreams.
Yes.
To view basically the Doctor Strange thing, to view all of the coming conflicts.
Yes.
And find the one that he wins.
Yep. Can he see into the land of the dead?
The land of the dead. He's never tried, rather.
Just like this fight has never happened before?
Yeah.
So we don't know the answer to that?
Yeah, it's a question mark.
So... Victoria, do you think...
But he did defeat the devil. He did defeat Mephisto.
Yeah. It's a different land of the dead, though.
It's a dimension. Which is what I'm saying. If the land of the dead is a dimensional thing, then yes.
I don't think it is. I think it's like it's a supernatural thing.
Which technically Doctor Strange uses supernatural things as
dimensions. Yes, but Doctor Strange does that through magic.
Yeah.
Franklin Richards does not have magic.
Yes, but he also has access to those dimensions.
Yes, but...
He created the multiverse.
So. I'm saying that Black Panther gets extra powers for being King of the Dead, including a soul self, which is intangible.
Yes, which he also has, by the way. He has astral projection, which is also... Which they can hurt... They can touch each other.
Yes, they can fight in there, but the powers don't translate, remember? When you go into that? Yes. So if Black Panther goes into his soul self, he can both hurt... The real life, the real dimension, Franklin Richards, and the soul dimension, Franklin Richards, because his powers don't translate into the soul dimension.
The soul self is a form of energy, is it not?
Yes, it is.
And what does he do?
He only does that when he's in the real world.
Also, a soul self leaves behind a body.
Yeah, but they would and both do that.
And he is mad at... Well, I'm saying, what if he doesn't do that? What if he stays in his human body? You know, and he can absorb the energy or manipulate the matter of the left behind body.
What happens when somebody goes into their soul self?
Well, the body's left behind.
Can they see them? Can they be seen when they're in their soul self?
Well, if they have
only,
immense
power only and energy, by yes. somebody who is also a soul. So he became invisible.
Okay. If the soul self is one thing, then this is an actual thing. A soul is the idea of a mind.
Yes.
The original idea of a soul is the, I can't remember the word in Greek, but in Latin it's animos.
Mm-hmm.
And it's accused of animus. Which it means mind or soul. And again, going back to telepathy, since the power doesn't translate for him to stop telepathy, he can view and be able to detect where his mind is. And also, you need the mental activity to move around your soul self.
Yes. Does the soul self, when Black Panther uses it, does it actually act as an astral projection? Or does it act more as a Green Lantern type construct?
The idea that he brings up, the idea that I have written down for the King of the Dead is a spirit energy construct, as in like a Green Lantern kind of thing, but it didn't say anything about a soul self.
Okay, so now that, forget the soul self part, we're talking about multiple Black Panthers?
Hmm.
We're talking about multiple Black Panthers fighting Franklin Richards?
Hmm. Alright. Are you saying like he's going to channel the dead?
Yeah. Of all of the past Black Panthers and of himself?
Remember the fact we have not done this before.
Neither have they in the comics.
Well, we've not done this in a fight before. Like, even with Aquaman, we didn't channel any yeah, beings.
But this is the semifinals. and he's got to use all the powers that he has at his disposal.
Why here. Doesn't he grab Galactus?
Hey, fine. Fuck it. Get Galactus. I don't give a shit.
I will say I'm
hesitant. You know who else doesn't give a shit? Black Panther.
I'm going to say I'm hesitant about Galactus because that would be like getting an outside force.
You know, I mean, Galactus is also more like a pet to Franklin Richards. So it's a little bit different. Like, Black Panther, this comes out of him. This comes from, like, the power comes from him.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like
Galactus is external.
Yeah, that's why I'm hesitant about it. The powers come from Black Panther, so it's like he could have always done that.
Hmm.
He could. That's why I'm hesitant
about Galactus.
He could have did this in any of his rounds. He just didn't need to.
Yeah,
but now he needs to because he's fighting Franklin Richards. So he's why doesn't he just like channel the energy of all of the past Black Panthers into this realm? Including himself, and then he's got an army of the best fighters ever.
He also has the ability to create other energy constructs, including his own army, to fight occupy the Black Panthers.
I hate to tell you, dude, they're not going to last very long.
Well, I mean, if he just keeps remaking them,
dude. If one Black Panther can defeat an entire army, you're talking about hundreds of Black Panthers.
Hmm.
Versus some randos.
They're also... We also need to point this out. You mentioned that they're made of energy.
Yes.
They're spirit energy constructs, correct?
Yes.
Franklin Richards manipulates energy. Meaning he could... He's more powerful in this respect to Black Panther, you know. So he could wipe out the army from existence. Yes, Hayden.
What does the King of the Dead get? What power does the King of the Dead get?
Necromancy.
That's one of them, yeah. But the like any King of the Dead in any book or any story ever has been given the ability to kill somebody instantly.
Well, Black Panther doesn't have that. He doesn't have that when he's King of the Dead.
He doesn't necessarily need to do this. What does Franklin Richards have that Black Panther does not have?
A lot.
I mean, in his life. Black Panther can die. Franklin Richards is immortal.
Yeah.
Black Panther can take away his immortality.
That's iffy. Yeah. That's iffy.
Yeah. He is king of the dead.
They're different... Dude, okay. This is Victoria. Victoria, I would like to say that this, I would like you to rule that this is kind of flimsy. Because this is not, the ability to kill and take away immortality has not been stated in the comics. It's not been stated about the King of the Dead as Black Panther. Also, both of these people have different sources of power. One spiritual, one cosmic. So therefore, we don't know if the spiritual can intermingle and take away a cosmic immortality.
I like what he's saying. Proceed.
Dude, I mean, think about it. Also, they're both Marvel characters, so I know that we've talked about this being in like an alternate dimension or whatever. What is Marvel really like? What is their favorite thing to do in any comic book?
Underdogs.
Underdogs.
There's no story here. Who we've also discussed that.
Who is the underdog in... I'm just pointing this out. Who is the underdog in this fight?
Well, one of them's a literal kid.
Who is the underdog in this fight? It's Black Panther. Just pointing that out.
That shouldn't actually go towards the thing of the fight. One of our
semi-finalists is an underdog perpetually. And that is his whole thing.
We have another semifinalist. This is perpetually an underdog. That's kind of his plot role.
Exactly. That is who he is.
But that's not in this fight.
But that's not in this fight. But that's who he is. But anyways, he is Black Panther. He's King of the Dead. He is the best fighter ever. He has wielded an Infinity Stone, or an Infinity Gauntlet. He is stalemated God Emperor Doom, who is also wearing an Infinity Gauntlet. He has magic, he has no vulnerability to magic. He's invulnerable to magic.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But that doesn't really matter. He can conjure an army of the dead, of dead Black Panthers, who are the best fighters in history. He does not fear anyone or anything. He is a fucking badass in anything. He lives in the most technologically advanced country on Earth. He is one of the smartest people on the Earth and in the universe. He also lives with one of the other smartest people in the world and in the universe. Technology, smarts, best fighter, King of the Dead, necromancy. Franklin Richards will lose this fight.
You want me to go here?
No. I guarantee you he loses this fight. All right, if this were to happen in the comic books, Franklin Richards would lose.
So let's go into this. Franklin Richards. Not to mention, if you want to bring up the fact that he's a kid and that he doesn't have as much experience and all that of Black Panther, Cookerminer, he's been trained by his older self. And then had the experience later. He's basically lived two lifetimes.
Yes.
But Franklin Richards...
right. Feeny, we almost done.
Yeah, you gotta chill.
Feeny, come on now.
What are you even doing?
Hey, chill. Continue, Aaron.
The power that, hold on, I'm trying to remember
this. You lost your train of thought.
Yeah, Feeny broke my train of thought.
Get there, Aaron.
All of the power, that Franklin Richards has, in comparison to the Infinity Gauntlet, if the Infinity Gauntlet is a cherry bomb, like a little firecracker, Franklin Richards is an H-bomb. Bast is, we've stated that Bast is similar to Zeus. We don't know exactly how, because very spiritual and all that.
Yeah,
not meant spiritual. Not meant to be very, like, all that. But in the comparison of the Celestials to Zeus, the Celestials are so powerful that they make Zeus look like a Subway manager.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against Subway managers. I'm just comparing a god.
Aaron says, fuck Subway.
No, I'm behind James Subway and his fantastic company.
James Subway.
Franklin killed... No, get...
Come on, Phoenix. We're trying to record here. Yes. We almost done, too.
Okay. And Franklin killed all of them. Made all of them you know, disappear. Five of them at the last part. People that are much more powerful than Bast. And he's killed them all and became the last one and made one his herald. He's much more powerful than Black Panther is. And he doesn't need fighting. Because Black Panther has to fight him, has to put him in a headlock.
Mm-hmm.
And in that position, Franklin Richards, even if that does happen, he can turn back time so that it doesn't matter. He can also literally just write Black Panther away. Make him a pile of toy blocks if he wanted to. Which is something that has happened in the comics with the Infinity Gauntlet. Mm-hmm. Somebody was literally turned into a bunch of toys. I think it was Nova, actually. If you're going to send the Black Panther army, they're all made of energy. This is a guy that controls cosmic energy and the fundamental force, something we don't even have a definition for.
They don't even have to fight him. They just need, they're just a distraction.
Which, I mean, and they're gone.
Yeah, and by the time he goes, guess who's already behind him?
Well, I mean, if he wanted to do that, he could just wipe the plane. He could destroy the universe if he wanted to. Because he did that when did that with a baby.
Yeah, if he wanted to.
Which be an easy way to win this fight.
Yeah, but also technically lose the fight.
I mean,
we'd have to start over. The fight would have to start over because he destroyed the universe. That's not really fair.
it's kind of the point here.
You know what?
This fight's not even fair.
Take him to other dimensions, you know. I don't give a shit, but don't destroy the universe. Don't be a dick.
Technically, the universe was destroyed at the end of Secret Empire. Secret War.
Secret Empire. No. I don't think that's what happened at the end of Secret Empire.
No. But at the end of Secret War, and they left one little tiny moon for them to stand on. So technically, he could just do that. Destroy the entire multiverse, leaving one little spot that only Franklin Richards is standing on.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving the last moment, erasing Black Panther and his army from the universe.
Or say they do that, and then Black Panther just becomes fully dead. And I hate to break it to you, but even if the universe is destroyed, the dead still exist.
Well, if the universe is destroyed, then what's the point of the dead?
I don't know, but they're dead.
If life is destroyed,
they're still there.
If there's no life,
what's left after life?
Aaron? Okay, this is just getting out of hand, and it's like way past time, so...
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. Call it then.
Okay, cool. Black Panther wins.
Let's fucking go. Yeah.
These next three episodes, you're gonna need to explain.
Let's go. There's
a lot of things going on here.
Listen here, we are an hour and 3 minutes. I will explain at the top of next episode, but
just do it now.
Yeah,
we'll forget by then. Yeah, we'll end up talking about like canoes.
Yeah.
We're an hour in. This is a long ass episode of just listening to you guys bumble.
Just like a summary.
Yeah, just summarize your points. If you want to make any points later, then go ahead and do it.
Okay, points summarized. Black Panther, great fighter. You made valid points about him being able to, like, sneak up behind him and use the, like, you know, suit and, you know, fight him and stuff like that. And also, because, like, Franklin, right? He's a kid and he has a complex, and so that complex might get in the way of him.
He does have mental issues. He lives for two lifetimes though, because he has his adult self train him, and then he becomes an adult.
He also has issues, dude.
Yeah,
like Scarlet Witch has issues. She's extremely powerful, but her downfall was that she has mental instability.
Well, he's not as mental instable.
Yes, but great powers like what he has. Always mess with your mind.
Yeah, he definitely has some form of narcissism. So does his sister, but...
Always. They always mess with your mind. So, I mean, it's a mental game, dog.
Don't make that gesture.
Oh, you didn't like the little shimmy?
Yeah, I don't like you shimmying while explaining how Frankie Rich has a bunch of mental problems.
He does. He's bound to have something going on in there. He has too much power within his body to not have... To have a sound... frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, that's just how it works in the comic books. The more powerful you are, the more messed up you are.
Or if you're Spider-Man, you just
messed up. Or you're Spider-Man, you just got all these problems, but you're like, you're really solid on the inside.
Well.
But.
But yeah, I just feel like he probably would walk into this fight, like, just thinking that he could win. And that might be his downfall, because, like, he's never fought Black Panther before, and so, like, he has this, like, attitude of, like, oh, I've beat all these people, so, like, I'm good, and then, like...
I've defeated all these Celestials.
Yeah, and so...
What is this guy to me?
Exactly, and then Black Panther just needs a split second to, like, catch him off guard.
Because Black Panther is way more powerful than Franklin Richards would give him credit for.
Exactly.
Franklin Richards also knows Black Panther.
Yes. Because
his dad constantly talks
to him. Yeah, but... We're also talking about a child. Children aren't, I don't care if he's lived two lifetimes, he's still a child. And he's, still cocky as hell. Like, he's still cocky as hell. He does have reason to be cocky, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he's cocky as hell. And Black Panther is going to come in here and he's going to be like, I know what I have to do. Because I'm an adult and I've defeated all of these other stupidly powerful people in the past. Like, I know what I have to do and I know what this is going to take to win this fight.
Yeah.
Also, if this fight's in Africa, do we even have this conversation?
It's not in Africa.
If this fight was in Africa, would we even have this conversation?
Well, the other thing...
unless he rewrote it in a different place.
There is no fucking way anybody could beat Black Panther in Africa, on the continent of Africa. There is 0% chance he loses.
Yes, but this is New York.
Yes, but I'm just saying.
That's why he won the last tournament.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, there is a place on this earth where if this fight was taking place, we wouldn't even question that Black Panther would win. So it's really not actually that surprising that he would win. What?
Oh, nothing's not for this fight.
Oh, okay. Okay. But that is all. Everybody agrees. Have we come to
grievances, but
well, you air your grievances. Phoenix obviously has some grievances too. God. Say something.
Yeah, she's been whining for the past like 2 minutes.
You got something to say, Phoenix?
You're not whining now.
Yeah, why are you not whining now? I have the mic attention for you. Her.
Yeah.
Bitch.
The audience is paying attention to her.
Yeah, but
she's been in a mood all day.
There we go. Now we only have characters in this tournament left that are seeded 100 or higher. You got 3 characters left, and the highest seed is Black Panther, I believe.
I think the lowest seed is
Spider-Man.
Literally the lowest.
He's second.
Second to lowest.
No,
third. Third.
Yeah, he's like third to lowest. But what do we have next week, anybody?
We have Spider-Man versus Swamp Thing.
Yeah, fuck yeah,
basically the same
fuck
fight.
Yeah, we do. We ain't spending the first 15 minutes talking about jack shit next week.
Yeah,
no, we're going hardcore.
We're going hard.
Get into it.
Because next week, one of Aaron's favorite versus one of my favorites, there will be fighting to be had in that one. And yelling. Something to look forward to.
Both of us will leave with bloody noses.
Something to look forward to.
I'm gonna not turn on.
We.
I'm not gonna turn on my humidifier. So it's easy.
It just got really dry. But yeah, we will see you guys next week for the second of our semifinals to find out who's gonna fight Black Panther in our final matchup. Anything else you guys would like to say?
I'm gonna kill you next week.
Okay, Victoria.
Not if I kill him first.
All right. We'll see you guys next week, maybe. If I don't die.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Y'all.